Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Edward Davis from Checkmate Sports, and today I want to talk about the 2022 NFL Draft. It just went past last week. I was so busy, I couldn't even do a podcast, but I got my client settled. Everything is good, and I just want to do a quick recap and just, you know, go behind the scenes and break it down from the, you know, from the agent perspective. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. So the big question is this. How are sports agents like you and I, who didn't cheat and take money from big-time investors, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we compete in a way that lets us get our message, services, and the things that we believe out to the world, and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast is going to give you the answer. My name is Edward Davis, and welcome to Sports Agent Secrets. All right. So for those of you who do not know, my clients this year were Roderick Perry II from Illinois, defensive tackle, and Jace Jordan from West Georgia, running back. Going into the draft, I've been around for a while now, so I pretty much have an idea of what's going to happen. My client, unfortunately, both of them, they didn't get drafted, but we did get them signed. Roderick, he went to, Big Rod, he went to, the Browns, and Jace went to, he had mini camp workouts with, Seattle and, with Tampa Bay. Really excited about both of those opportunities for them. I think that, it gives them the opportunity to, show their talent on the next level. To be honest, I was kind of disappointed. I thought Rod might have got a late pull and got picked up in the 6th, 7th round, because going into, you know, last season, he was one of the top players coming out of HBCU. Transferred up from South Carolina State, went to Illinois, and, you know, unfortunately there he didn't really have that big of a season, so it kind of hurt his draft stock a little bit. But I mean, the guy has the talent, he has all the skill set, so I think that now that he's on the next level, I think he's going to do really, really well. So I look forward to him going down to Cleveland and seeing, you know, the results and numbers that he put up. And as far as Jace was one of those guys that I found out about late, through networking, through some of my buddies, and they were just saying, man, you got to check out this guy from West Georgia. This guy is amazing. And being in this industry, you hear that all the time. You start to get a little jaded. So to be honest, I really wasn't even going to pay it no mind. But luckily something said, hey, man, do your job, you know, finish the drill. So I ended up going to check him out. And I, you know, saw him working out at the local high school. I said, okay, yeah, pretty cool. I really didn't get too excited. Then I went to the pro day, and the guy showed out, absolutely killed it. Unfortunately for, you know, him, his school did a poor job of promoting him. It was only two teams there, the Falcons and the Steelers. And I think that if he would have been on a bigger platform with more teams, he definitely would have got, you know, at least an undrafted free agent. But anyway, as an agent, it's our job just to make the most of the situation. And we did that. We put him in a winning position. We got him a workout with the Seattle. That's coming up. And then he has Tampa Bay the following week. So I'm pumped up. I'm excited about that. And hopefully he, you know, do his thing and get up there and can, you know, make some noise. Now, as far as the recap of the draft and just what my whole breakdown of it, man, it was, to be honest, this was a kind of bittersweet draft for me. And the reason why I say that is because most people, not sure you guys know, but my little brother was like considered a phenom growing up. He was, you know, in the Under Armour All-American game, won a national championship in high school, not the state championship. The national championship. His team was loaded with talent. I think they had like 5 guys playing the Under Armour All-American. I mean, it was Grayson High School down here, and in Georgia. And so he was one of the reasons why I became an agent, because the whole plan was to follow him up from high school up until now. I wanted to represent him and I wanted to represent all of his buddies. You know, I knew back then that they were the talent. Most people say that, and you know, but I really saw the talent. And just to prove it for you, my brother in the state championship, the guy that he played against, that he beat, the quarterback for the other team, was Malik Willis. My brother had so many guys that was on his team, or that he played with or was friends with. J.C. Horn from the Carolina Panthers, Davis Mills, starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. You know, all of these guys are starters, and I've been knowing them since high school. Or aware of them, you know. And so this was the year that a lot of these guys were coming out, last year and this year, with my brother. So it was really, really tough. Connor Hayward was his buddy back at Petrie Ridge. He went the sixth round to the Steelers. It was really, really tough to see these guys go from there and then make it to the next level. And I'm just sharing this with you because I try to tell you guys a million. I just try to tell people in general. It's not about who you know. It's about who's willing to help you. It's not about who you know. It's about who's willing to help you. And in this industry, I don't know why this is the industry that is like that. You know, everybody's not LeBron James. You know, everybody's not going to be solid, you know, where they will take you with them to the next level. It's your job as an agent. You have to be so good that people have to pick you. That's what you're going to have to do if you're trying to be taken serious in this industry. Everybody wants to be an agent. Everybody wants to be a millionaire. Everybody wants to get the top clients. So there's not a lot of people like me who are actually going to help you. Okay. So if you don't have that help, then what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to build your business and build your credibility and get that juice. I tell people, it's not just about having the credentials. You got to have the credibility. You got to have the personality. You got to have the charm. You got to be that person that those top athletes want to be with, because it's just like picking a spouse or a significant other. Do you want just anybody to represent you? No. You want the finest dude or the finest girl, you know, the finest spouse to represent you. And when you are, you know, becoming an agent, you have to become that person, especially if you want top tier talent. Now, I mean, not to get long winded, but anyway, so I was seeing all these guys go to the draft. And I mean, it was a ton of guys that I reached out to or that I know. That I was trying to represent. And it was crazy because a lot of these guys, basically, they curved me, you know, just being transparent. They, you know, they wanted to go with the bigger agents. They want to go with the bigger agencies, you know, the guys who have, you know, bigger name clients and been doing it longer. And to be honest, man, it was kind of tough. Not going to lie, it was kind of tough to see. But it was crazy because I was watching the draft. And these guys are like, yeah, man, you know, Ed, you're a good agent, but, you know, I think I just want to go a little bit more experienced. I want to go with somebody a little bit bigger. And they go with these bigger agents, and then they were going in the fourth, third, fourth, fifth, sixth round. It's like, whoa, you wanted a bigger agent just to go in the same spot that anybody could have got you. And I think it's important for you as agents to understand that an agent can't get a player drafted. It doesn't matter what you think, who the agent is. The agent can't get a player drafted. The team has to draft a player, okay? And that just goes to show you, just go look at the drafts every year. Look how many of the big name agents are going, you know, to the draft, and then their client slides out the draft. You know, agents don't want to go to the draft, get dressed up, and then watch their client go to the third or fourth round. But if it happens, it's because the agent has no control over that. And when you're building your business, make sure you educate players to understand that, because bigger agents will lie and say, oh, yeah, I have a relationship with them. They're going to draft you because I got – no, the hell they're not. They're going to draft you whenever they're going to draft you, when they want to, okay? Now, that sounds good and it looks good and you know, you think it's logic, you know, like, okay, yeah, that kind of makes sense. But that's not how it operates in the NFL, NBA, anywhere. The teams have leverage, okay? So if the player's good, they're going to get drafted regardless of who they represent, and vice versa. So just make sure that, you know, you don't fall for that okey-doke. But anyway, like I was saying, it was just tough to see those guys that had relationships with, or, you know, watched growing up, you know, sign with other agents and then go late in the draft, you know, the same positions that I could have got them, you know. And then some of these guys went undrafted and went to the same team that my client went to. And I'm like, wow, you know. But that's the you know, the bitter part about it. But the good part about it was to see, you know, Rod get an opportunity to go to the Browns, and to see Jace get an opportunity to, you know, go to the Seahawks and to Tampa Bay. So I look forward to seeing, you know, what happens next to them. I tell people all the time with this, you know, enjoy the day and then get back to work, especially if your guy goes undrafted in a mini camp, because it's tough, man. After the fourth round, the fifth, sixth, seventh round, it's tough because teams will cut your client without thinking twice. And it's because they don't have that much invested in them. I mean, I've seen guys who had 100K guaranteed signing bonuses because they went as undrafted free agents and get cut, you know, before they make the 53-man roster. And that's, so the teams will cut a player. So just because they got drafted, or just because they signed, or they got a mini, it doesn't mean the work ends. It's literally just the beginning. So if you get a guy signed, you want to enjoy that day, and then the following day you want to get back to work. If you have a client and they don't get drafted, or they don't have an opportunity, that is, oh my God, that is the worst thing in the world. Because now, you know, your client is going to be upset with you. The mom is going to be upset with you. They don't take into account that the son ran a 4.8 on pro day. They don't take into account that the son, you know, lied to you, said he was 6'4". He was really 6'2". You know, they don't take it to the mediocre senior year. You know, it's your fault. Oh, it's the AI. It got to be the agent's fault. So you're going to have to make sure that you are prepared for that. Because they are definitely going to try to put that on you. But I want to let you know, that's not your fault. Your job is to make the most of what you got, but you can't create a miracle. I tell people all the time, your job is you can't run the 40 form. You can't tackle the quarterback. You can't catch the ball. Your job is just to make the most of what they give you. And sometimes people don't give you a lot, and especially when you start your career out. So fight for your client, do what you can do for them, but eventually understand that you can't make miracles happen. So yeah, that's that. But I try to keep these podcasts a little short, but what's next for me now is we got Jace. He's going to Seattle. He's going out to Tampa. We got Big Rod. He's getting ready for the Browns workout. So we're just going to be getting them ready for that. You know, try to make sure we keep their mind right. Make sure they don't get too pumped up, too excited, because they will really, really, you know, some guys will get too cocky. I've seen that happen in the past. And as fast as they get there, they be sent home. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing now. I'm getting ready to start recruiting these guys for 2023. I'm going to be taking advantage of this NIL movement right now, signing these guys, you know, building their marketing. You already know we have Owen from Auburn University, so we got some things coming out for him pretty soon. And I'm just going to start really taking action. You know, last year I was so caught up with, you know, creating this program for you guys and, you know, helping people get to the next level. And this year I'm really, really, really going back to helping, but also focusing on building my roster, man. I'm really trying to go after bigger name players this year. This past draft really kind of lit a fire under me. So I'm really ready to shock the world this year with some bigger name guys. But I tell people all the time, man, this industry is, this is a marathon. This isn't a sprint. You know, all the big agents that you hear about now, you know, they're 10, 12 years in, you know, and you're just now hearing about them. This isn't an overnight type of industry. So don't get discouraged if you, you know, went through the draft this year and your client didn't get picked up. It's just a part of the game, you know. Just get back on a horse and keep working, because, you know, you only need one yes. You only need one client, the right client, to say yes for it to change your life forever. Okay, just look at Tom Brady's agent, you know. Imagine Tom Brady's agent back when Tom Brady was coming out. You know, you're getting a quarterback from Michigan, a sixth rounder. Imagine how that agent felt, like, oh, man, I got Tom Brady. Okay, wow, here we go. And here we are now, 20 years later, $300 million earned in his career. And then he just signed a, you know, $300+ million deal to broadcast. Now, I don't know how much he's getting there, but just imagine if you've been his agent for all these years. You know, that's what we do it for. The Kevin Durants, the LeBron James, the Peyton Mannings, the you know, any baseball player, you know, this is what we do it for. So just, you know, understand that this is just it's the cost of doing business. And with that being said, you guys take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Sports Agent Secret Podcast. If you genuinely enjoyed this episode, then please take a screenshot and post it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or wherever else you post stuff. And make sure to tag me in it. Let me know why you enjoyed this episode and what you would love to hear from me so that I can make that for you in the future. And as always, if you want to become a professional sports agent in the next 30 days without going to law school, without taking some difficult certification exam, then the Sports Agent Masterclass is for you. Go to www.sportsagentmasterclass.com and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.